Did you know there are three types of bankruptcy? Physical, moral, and spiritual. Of the three, spiritual bankruptcy is worst because it has eternal implications where you are going to live in eternity. Hi, it's Pastor John Haggard from TreasureTop.com. The good news is you determine where you are going to spend eternity, and it does not matter what you've ever done in your life. The gift of eternal life in heaven is free. All you have to do is ask for it. Ephesians 2 verses 4 and 5 in the Bible says, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." To receive the gift, just pray this prayer out loud or to yourself. "Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins." If you just took that step and really mean it, congratulations. And would you let me know? Email john@treasuretop.com. That's john@treasuretop.com. Some find it hard to believe that it does not matter what you've ever done in your life, that you can receive the free gift of eternal life in heaven. You might ask, "Well, I really screwed up though. I cheated on my spouse. I got divorced. Can I still go to heaven?" Answer, yes, absolutely. "Well, I was a physical abuser. I beat my spouse for years. Can I still go to heaven?" Answer, yes, absolutely. "I stole a lot of money from my employer. Can I still go to heaven?" Answer, yes, absolutely. "Well, I know a guy who killed someone. Can he still go to heaven?" Answer, yes, absolutely. "I had an abortion. Can I get into heaven?" Answer, yes, absolutely. "But wait a minute, Pastor. There are the Ten Commandments in the Bible that say things like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery." Answer, yes, that's true. There is only one thing that can keep you from going to heaven, and that one thing is to deny Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in your heart, if you asked forgiveness for your sins, if you proclaim Him your Lord and Savior, and you truly believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then you, my friend, have a guaranteed room for eternal life in heaven, no matter what you have ever done. Jesus died on the cross not for some of our sins, but for all of our sins, past, present, and future. Yes, even the sins that you and I are about to commit. If that were not true, then the resurrection of Jesus Christ would be worthless. We could not be saved, and all this Christianity stuff would be meaningless, because when you die, that would be the end of you and me. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." That's how much God loves you, that He gave His one and only Son to die for you, to pay for your sins, so that you can have a home in heaven. By the way, did you know that Jesus Christ is the only person in history in any religion who rose from the dead and who is alive today? There is not one other prophet or anyone in any other religion who rose from the dead. Romans 9 verses 6 to 11 says, "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in God in Christ Jesus." Folks, there's no better news than that. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Because Christ died on the cross, we get to live. Because Christ died on the cross, you and I get to live. But wait a minute, Pastor. Jesus says in the Bible, in Matthew 22, 37 to 39, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." So, Pastor, even if Christ died for our sins, how still can somebody who has cheated or been physically abusive or even killed someone ever get into heaven? What makes you so sure of that? And what if they keep on sinning? Well, good questions. Let me give you one of the best examples of God's saving grace. By the way, grace means the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. Here's the story of how one person who used to persecute Christians and who murdered Christians, ended up starting Christian churches and writing over half of the New Testament. Many of you may have already heard about him. He's the Apostle Paul. And one day on the road to Damascus, a flash of light came down from heaven and blinded Paul. Acts 22, beginning in verse 6 says, and this is Paul speaking, about noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground. I heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. And the verse goes on to say, what shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. And that event was the day that God took a sinner, like all of us, and used him for God's glory. We are saved by grace. Remember, grace means the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. The work is God's, not ours. Romans 4, 4 and 5 says, now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. God justifies the ungodly, not people who have done their best, but those who do not deserve it. Also, God justifies people who receive salvation by faith, not people who give it their best effort. If they're justified in any part based on what they do, they are receiving wages, not a gift. If grace is based on works in any way, meaning what you do as good, then it's not grace. Romans 11, 6 says, and if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. Have you ever had someone try to comfort you or someone else about their failures in life by saying something like, don't worry about it, God knows your heart? The problem is, God does know our heart, and our hearts are deceitful. Jeremiah 17, 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. And that's another reason we need a Savior. If God knows our hearts, we're doomed. There's no place left to hide. Our only hope is to place our faith in Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life, who died on the cross to pay for our sins, and who rose from the dead. Faith itself is not a good work that causes God to take notice of us. Faith is repenting of our sin. Repent means to turn away from, and admitting that we are hopelessly lost and unable to do anything to get in God's good favor, other than simply accepting the free gift of salvation that he offers. And one other thing about sin, the question about what if I keep on sinning? What does that do to my eternity? Well, the truth is we all sin, you and me, every day. But once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive the Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to acknowledge our sin and to walk away from repeating the same sin over and over. If we continue to repeat the same sin over and over, then I would question, has that someone really accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? The Holy Spirit serves to convict us of our sin. It's a conscious reminder that we are not living in the will of the Father, but instead living in the flesh, doing what feels good at the moment. Now you see how spiritual bankruptcy, the denial of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or thinking all you need is good works and being a good person to get into heaven is fatal, and how spiritual bankruptcy can keep you out of heaven. We are all going to die a physical death, but that's not the end of our lives. We have two lives, one on earth and one in eternity. The question is, what eternity do you want? You have the power to make that choice, and you have that power right now. Is it going to be heaven or is it going to be hell? If you have not already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or think, well, maybe later when I get around to it, you may not have a second chance. Can I repeat that? You may not have a second chance. That's because anyone who dies before accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is doomed to live eternity in hell, not because I say so, but because Jesus says so. Matthew 25, 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus is talking about those who refuse to accept him as their Lord and Savior. So I urge you not to put off the decision of where you will spend eternity for one more minute. Like I said, it's your choice. You get to choose. If you'd like to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, I will lead you in this prayer, and you can say this prayer out loud or to yourself if you like, or you can just say, me too, Lord. Jesus, I thought I could live my life on my own, but I just can't. I don't have the power in me to change myself. Please come into my heart. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. I believe you are the true Son of God who rose from the dead. Forgive me of my sins. If you just took that step and really mean it, congratulations, and would you let me know about it? Email me, john@treasuretop.com. That's john@treasuretop.com. And you can subscribe to our podcast by going to treasuretop.com. And if you would like to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you can go to our website and press the Give button on the top menu. Just want to say thank you for all of you who have helped us and who continue to help us spread the saving grace of Jesus Christ at Treasure Top. Thanks for your prayers and your financial support. And I also understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. And that's okay, because I would never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's really between you and God, not between you and me. And as you know, I don't take a salary from Treasure Top. I do this for free. If you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, please pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones, and we'll listen together next time on this podcast.